Mishnah has here on Samech Tesum and Beis says that Beishame Omrim Kol Anoshim Mesis. So even though they died Becheskes Taurus, we treat them Kenidis. And therefore, Matpol or Begodim that were on them Samechul Misason, because we assume that they were Benidit. That's the Mishnah quotes Beishame Shita on Samech Tesum and Beis. So the Gemara on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says Beishamai Omer Bechule Maitai Mayu De Beishamai. So the Gemara says Ine Mishun Dechsiv Tischal Chol Amalka Vamarav Malam Chipirsanide Vachanami Agab Yesusa De Malacha De Moisa Chazia. So we assume because she was frightened by the Malach HaMavis, so she saw Adam. So, frek the Gemara of Anan Tanan, we learn a Mishnah that Flamites, Shecharda Mesalekes is abdomen, that trembling is Mesalek the abdomen fakir. It doesn't cause her to menstruate, it causes her to stop bleeding. So, M for the Gemara, Halokashia, Pachta Tsomis, Yesusa Marafia. Pachta, in other words, trembling causes it to shrivel, and therefore she doesn't bleed, but Yesusa Marafia. But pachad of long, elongated type of fear weakens, softens, and therefore she'll bleed. So that's the Gemara's chiluk. And then the Gemara says, Ella, but we have a brisa, hadasanya, beishame yomrim kol ha'anoshim men, meaning scharim kishemesim kizoven. When men die, they're considerably like zoven. Only someone who died as a Zav is considered to be like that. So we see here, Befavorish, the Gemara says, that Lamaisa is considered to be a problem, because the Gemara says, Akri Khan, Mipsorov Lomachmas Oinsoy. There is a din of Mipsorov Lomachmas Oinsoy, which means that there is a halacha. The halacha is that by a zav, there has to be natural emissions. If it comes from shiva drachim, we check her, we check him, the Mishnah says in zavim. If it's from extra eating, or exercise, or hirhurim, the Mishnah in zavim gives off shiva drachim, we have to check. And if it's because of an external factor, so that's not considered to be a zav. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ella time of the Beishamai, the Gemara comes up with a whole new reasoning. Kedesanya, Berishoina, in the good old days, my Rebbe of Morgan Zatzal died during COVID. It was a great Talmud Chochma. Always would translate Berishoina, in the good old days, Hayumat Bilin Kalin Agabi Nidos Mesos. So he says, why? Hayunidos Chayos Mispaishos, the Nidos that were alive were embarrassed because they treat Nidos differently when they die. So he's Kinushimat Bilin Al Kol Gabe Anoshim. Nekvodin shol nidos chayis. And then the Gemara says the same thing by the Zoven as well, by men. So the Gemara basically totally refutes this reasoning and doesn't say why. It doesn't say, and it's ironic, because the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav says that a woman, a Zava, is mitame boinus. She's mitame boinus. So, but since there must be symmetry between the men and the women, the Gemara says, Ella taima de Beishamai. And the Gemara rejects the reasoning and says, that's not the reasoning of Beishamai, because there's a din by a man of Azav of Mipsorov Lomi Anso. So therefore, we don't want it to be the same thing by, the same concept by a woman. But it's ironic, as I'm saying, because by a woman, itake is mitame. By Azav, it's mitame. But since we assume that they were taught together, the man and the woman, the Zava and the Zav, therefore the Gemara rejects it. Ella means it rejected it. And it came up with a whole new reasoning that the Gemara is Mazmer because they're considered to be embarrassed, and therefore they're Mesake, and that every woman should be considered to be what? Because of Kvodon Shanidos Chayos. But it's funny in the Gemara, because the Gemara, you know, rejects it and doesn't say why. And it's the third time I'm saying, it's ironic that the din is not so. By a woman, it is mitami boinus. That we'll learn when we get to the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So just to point out, shot in the Gemara, two svaras, why perhaps the Gemara did reject it. Tosis says in Sota on Chaf Amud Beis that there is no chshash re'iyah of pachan from the Malach HaMavis lefida maskane, and Tosis says in Sota because the pachan is only b'shas yitzias neshama, yitzias hanefesh, and somehow pachan at that time is not merape. It doesn't soften and she doesn't bleed. That's how Tosis says that the Gemara is assuming, and the Gemara rejects that. That's one way to say it. Another way to say it is the Sefer Yaal Yehuda writes a different Mahalach, and he writes that the Gemara, when it's Mahali between elongated worry and a sudden worry, so it could be that in the Maskana, since the Gemara was assuming that most women will be ill, let's say before they die, they'll become a gosesis, so it becomes an elongated type of pachad. It's not a sudden type of pachad. Even though Lamaisa, you know, some people die suddenly, Rachman al-Itzlan, but the assumption, the Gemara, he writes, is that we're assuming from the Malach HaMavis, it was considered to be a elongated, because first you would be sickly and then become a gosis, and therefore the Maskana, that would not cause tumah because of this pachad. So those are two different mahalchim as to why the Gemara rejects it, even though Gemara doesn't speak it out. So Lamaisa, I wanted to speak about this din of Mibsar of Lombi Onso, which the Gemara quotes here by the din of the Zav. It's interesting, if you look up that Mishnah in Zovin, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, in Masechet Zovin, it quotes the Mishnah, the Shiva Drachim, we checked the Zav to make sure that it was a natural type of emission. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Ad shelo niskak letuma. But once it's niskak letuma, we don't do the checking anymore. And this Mishnah appears also in Maseches Nazir as well, in Daf Samech Hamid Beis, where the Mishnah lists off a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Lazar. The Chachamim hold on the third re'iyah that the Zav sees, you don't do any bedikas. You don't do any bedikas at all. And Rabbi Lazar argues on the third one you still do bedikas, on the fourth one you don't. So L'chura, again, this machlaikis Chachamim Rabbi Lazar is on the third one. Rabbi Lazar says, you still got to do bedikas. Chachamim say, no, it's already niskak l'tum. There's no reason to check anymore. So it's funny. What is this hesber? It's funny, the sheet of Chachamim. Rabbi Lazar l'chura pisfar is mistaber. Let's mock them first about the din of a Zav, right? The first Ria he sees is a Balkari. He's not a Zav yet. Right, he's a Rishon Latuma, it's a Tuma Kala, and he goes to Mikveh at night. Now, when he has a second Riya, he becomes a Zav, he's an Ava Tuma, and he has Mishka V'moshav, his Rok is Tomei. Zav is one of the Chomer Dikatumas we have in Halacha, and his Seder Atar is you need Shiva Nikim, you need Mayim Chaim, and Lamaisa, that's a Zav of Shnei Riyas. And a Zav of Shalosh Re'iyahs brings a Korban. He's Chayv in a Korban, as opposed to the Zav of a Re'iyah Shniyah. So the Pashtus is, Rabbi Lazar is very mistaber, because Lamaisa, you know, we should continue to check the second one and the third one, because he's Chayv in a Korban. Let's make sure this is really Zavus. We have to do the Shivat Drachim, check him. Rabbi Lazar's sheet is quite mistaber. But according to the Chachamim, Lamaisa, why at you stop after two and you don't say Mibsar of Lomi Onso at the third Re'iyah? What's the svar of the Chachamim? L'chur, it's much more mistaber to say, as Rabbi Lazar, Shita Halacha Lamaisa. I mean, Lamashal, because the third Re'iyah, as we said, makes you Chayv in Korban. And according to Rabbi Lazar, you have to still do the bedikas to make sure it was natural. It's Mibsar of Lo Machmas Einsav. Only afterwards should you, do you not have to do the bedikas? Lamashal, the Chavis Das Paskins, in Simikuf Tzad Yivav, Sifkot and Gimel, when a woman, a Zafa Gedoyla, has Shivan Akim, she's counting her Shivan Akim, when she sees Dam Hasoseris, there's no requirement of Hargasha, because you're destroying what was. In order to create something, you need Hargasha. You need to have a need in Minat Torah. But if you want to be social to Shivan Akim, as long as there's a Re'iya, you don't need a Hargasha. So, same din here, who a dinami. Rabbi Lazar holds, in order to be Chayva Korban, you have to have, make sure that it was a natural zebra. So you have to what? You have to have the bedikas in the second one, and the third one. But if you have a Shivan Akim that the Zav's counting out, and he has a Re'iya, Lamaisa, then we don't care whether that was natural or not. That's a tesos or something. But to get it, to create a madrege, that you be chayvin Korban, it's mistaber Rabbi Lazar Shita. And that Chavis Das is a good mashal for this concept. So what is the svar of the Chachamim? So I once heard a shir from Rabbi Vinovichi Shlita, three mahalchim to offer. What is the machlokes of Blazer and the Chachamim here in this Mishnah? That when you're niskak leziba, there is lomaisa, no requirement for the shivat rachim. Is that at two it stops like the Chum, or at three? So the first mahalich, lomaisa, we have to get to. But it's interesting that our Gemara and the Gemara in Nazir and the Gemara in Nida earlier in Lamed Vav quotes a pasuk, Mipsarov lo machmas einsom. If you look at that Mishnah in Zavim, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, says a svara. It says, im raglayim ledover. Raglayim ledover is a svara. That it's bistabra that if the Re'iyah has been Zavis already, it's natural, so we assume already that it's going to go vaita. You don't have to check on the third one. Or a Kohen Rabbalazar, you have to check on the fourth one. Lachleg Zobalazar Nechama. So frek the Rash on the Mishnah here. Perik Beis Mishnah. Which one is it? Is it Xeris HaKosov or is it a Svara? Is it Mipsarov Lo Machmas Onso or is it Raglaim Ludover? The Rash asks this question. The Rash himself says that our Gomara and those other Gomaras are the Ikari. It is Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov. Of Ibsarv La Machmas also. And he says, Raglaim Ladover is going on a different case in the Mishnah, not going on our topic. So, Lamaisa, what emerges is that, is it a Sfar or is it a Pasuk? So, if you look, that's the Rash, but the Bartanura on the Mishnah and the Mefarish and Meseches Nazar, I have it here. They go with the Svara. And the Aruch Lanir and Nida and Daf Lamed Vav and Bey says, according to the Rambam, also it's based on the Svara. Says the Mefarish and Nazar, he says, Ulaim Ladavar Shalobah Machmas Einso Ela Machmas Ziba Mamish. He doesn't mention anything about the Xeris HaKosov. So says the Aruch Lanir the following pshat. That this machlekes of Lazar Chacham is totally in the machlekes of Kol Torah Kula. What makes up a chazaka? Two or three? Mamish. So it comes out according to the Chachamim that two establishes a chazaka. So if two times it's been a natural ziba, then you don't have to check on the third time. There's no reason to check on the third time. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar, he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the chazaka is three, and therefore you need to check every time to establish. That is it really real Zivas or not? And that's the Machlekes. Now, it might not go well with Psak so well because the Rambam is holding basically two. We usually normally hold Kol HaTorah Kula three, but we do sometimes find we pass like two. Sakana, you know, by Mila, you know, or by Katlanis, the Gemara has in Yavamis. So this Cheshbon would come out, Lamaisa, very good, says the Aruch Lanir. Maybe that Psak might be a little difficult, but we're saying it's not so bad because the Rambam normally is Dairish S. And the Gomara on Lamed Vavim and Aleph and in Nazar and Samach Bey, Samachem Beis says, what is the Machlez of Lazar Chachamim based on? Well, you're Darish S. Because it says Zav, Ezovo, and it says S. So Rabbi Lazar is Darish the S. Rabbi Lazar is Darish, he says, Beshlishi, Bokin, also. Rabbi Lazar is Darish the Essen. And the Rabban is not Darish because it says Zav, it's Zovo. And then it's, the questions are you Darish the S because the fourth one were Akish Lini Dasa. What's Lini Dasa? That a need is mitame even bonus. So you don't say besar of lo machmas onso. So the question is, are you makasha the third one to makash the third one to nida to a woman a zav or not? That's the nekudas amachleikus. So it comes out usually the ram is doirish essen. Balimo, how do you know if the mechabed balimo, the husband of your mother, or eishes avicha, the wife of your father? Ram's darish es. So Ram's usually darish esim. So what about here? Why isn't that darish esim? Because according to the Ram, he doesn't go with the gzeres hakasim. He's going with the svara of a chazaka, and he holds two shafts up a chazaka. So that's how the Aruch Lanier says pshat, that the Bartanura says, the Mefarsh ben Nozer, and the Rambam says that the first mahalach that we're saying, this machlez of Lazar and the Chacham, is based on what makes up a chazaka, and what you gain is it won't be a steer to the Rambam, who's normally Dorish Essen. Here he doesn't get involved in that, because he says it has nothing to do with the psukim, the Zeres HaKosm. It has to do with the Sfar, and that's the Taich of Raglaim Ludavar on the Mishnah, against the Rash, that said that Raglaim Ludavar is going on this case. So this is the first mahalach to be mazved machlekes Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham. However, if you hold Lamaisa that it is exerts a cost of like the Rash and like our Gemara has Mibsaro v'lo matak machmas einsoy. So what is the machlokes? Rabbi Lazar Chura is much more mistaken. Why did the Chacham say it two already? You don't have to do two already establishes his zav and that's it. Lamaisa, the third one you don't have to do shiva drachen bokin. You don't have to do that. We don't say b'sar v'lo machmas einsoy. What's a svar? So it could be that maybe, based on a Gemara increases on Chesem and Beis, you view the third Re'iya as an extra, as a hosafa. In other words, for all intents and purposes, at Re'iya Shnia, you're done. The Zavis is done. He's a Zav, Lamaisa. The third Re'iya is just an extra. What do I mean to say by that? The Gemara says, we'll say over to Ram. The Ram in Mechusik Kapar appear, based on the Gemara, says like this. If a fellow is a Zav, and he's doing his Shiva Nikim, Shlosha Nikim, he had three Riyas, let's say. It's going to be Chayva Korban. And Lel Shmini, after the Shiva Nikim, he has two Riyas. And then Yom Shmini, before he brings the Korban, he has one other Riyah. So the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara and Krisis, that second set, we combine it with the first Zavis, and you only bring one Korban. Because the Korban is only Roi on the eighth day, Yom Shmini. And he only had one Ri on Yom Shmini. He had two on Lel what? He had two on Lel Shmini. See, if you would have three, or let's say even two on Yom Shmini, which already was what? Which already was considered to be, outside the rubric of what? The first set of Zavis. Then that second set would require its own Korban. But since you had two Re'iyas on Lel Shmini, and you only had the third one on Yom Shmini, the Gemara says in the Rambam Paskins, we view that Yom Shmini as an extra. He really was a Zav already at a time where he was what? Wasn't Roy Le Korban yet for a new Korban. Because it wasn't Yom Shmini yet. So we subsume everything in the first Zavus. So what you see from that Gemara is that a third Re'iya is only an extra. We view it as only an extra. And therefore says the Chachamim, if it's only an extra, you're done already when you had your Re'iya Shnia. You're a Zav Gomer. There's no need to have what? Shiva Drachem on the Re'iya Shlishis. Because Lamash, you're a Zav Gomer at the Re'iya Shnia. Finished. There's no din of Machlis B'Lobisara. And you see from that Gemara increase, and the Rambam is passing up on this, is the Beferish Adin, that you see that third Re'iya is really only an extra. So maybe you could say, based on this, the second mahalach in the machleis of Lazar Chum is how do you view the extra? Chum say it's only an extra. Since it's only extra, you don't need shivat rachim. Rabbi Lazar says no. The extra is viewed as what should be viewed as the other is. And just like the first two need shivat rachim, so too the third one as well needs a bedika as well al pi halacha. So the second mahalach is on exeris akasa. What's the nature of the exeris akasa? Do we view the third one as an extra? The question is, do you view the extra as what? As like the first two, or it's really only an extra? So why should you have to do what? Shivat rachim. That's the machlekes of Lazar and the Chum, the second mahalach. Third mahalach might be as follows. The pasuk says they're tummy who? My guy's mamish a tummy. The guy's mamish a tummy. As we said, for all intents and purposes, the fellow's really a tummy. But it could be the third Re'ia is only what, how do you view it? Is it just a chi of Korban, the third Re'ia? Or do you view the third Re'ia as the tumah has become more severe? And how does that tumah that is more severe express itself? It expresses itself in the chi of Korban. There's, you can clear a chakira. What is the nature of this din of the third Re'ia is Mechayv Korban? Is it Mechayv Korban straight up, stam, without any tumah involved at all? Oh no, because the tumah became more severe, it carries with it and expresses itself, manifests itself that there's a chi of Korban. And there's a riot to each side. The Mishnah says in Kalim, in Pirik Bey's Mishnah, Eser Tumas Porsus Mina Adam. There are 10 Tumas that are Porsus Mina Adam. And in that list, it quotes, Azav Ba Ra'ash De Rias, is Metame Mishkev Amoshev, the Sarach Bi Ismaim, the Chaim, Potem Mina Korban. And then what's the next one? Ra Sholosh, Chayiv Korban. The fact that it listed in the list of the 10 Porsus Korban, 10 Porsus Mituma, holds that it's a more severe Tuma. Why else would it be in the list? And since it's in the list of 10 portions of Mitumah, you see it's a din tumah that is mechai of a korban. And it expresses itself that's more severe of a tumah as being chai of a korban. That says Rabbi Lazer's, my shita, Rabbi Lazer. Rabbi Lazer says that's a din tumah, memeli, you need what? Shiva drachim on the third one. Even though the third one is mechai of a korban, but it's mechai of a korban because of the tumah. And therefore you have to check whether it's natural or not. However, the chachamim say no. The Chachamim say has nothing to do with Tumah. The Tumah is not Mechayev, the Korban. It's a special din on its own. The Riyah Shlishis is Mechayev, the Korban. What's a riot to this side? The Gemara in Megillah on Chesem and Aleph, famous Mishnah in the Ein Bains, Ein Bain Arosh, Dei Riyas, L'Shot L'Rosh, Shalch, Ela Korban. So the Gemara has a whole pilpul here. It's amazing. The Gemara says, how do you know that two is Tumah and three is Chayev, the Korban? The Gemara Amer Stein Latuma Velo LeKorban Shalosh LeKorban Velo LeTuma. The Gemara envisions, entertains a possibility that the third Re'ia is just Chayv a Korban with no Tuma. Then the Gemara rejects that by saying the guy's still Tumah though. Where did the Tumah go? It magically went away. But conceptually, the Gemara what envisions a possibility that with the Re'ia Shlishis could be Chayv a Korban without having any Tuma at all, none whatsoever. And the Gemara even goes a step further. The Gemara says, well, maybe we should say that both 2 and 3, Riyashni and Shtaim and Shlishis, are Chayv HaKorban, and maybe only Shlishis is Tameh. So again, the Gemara envisions a possibility we're only Chayv HaKorban and there's no Tumah. Then the Gemara rejects that by saying, we have a Masorah from the Braisa that some Zavin are Chayv HaKorban and some not. Zavin Shtei is Chayv Korban, Zavin Shtei is not Chayv Korban, Zavin Shalosh is Chayv Korban. But this Gemara clearly envisions a possibility where you can have a pure Chayv Korban without anything to do with Tumah. Nenela, that would be a riot to this side in that Chakira that the Chachamim hold that Riyah Shlishis is only a Chi of what? Is only a Chi of Korban. Nenela, he is Tamihu et Riyah Shenis. There's no reason to do Shiva Drachim. There's no reason to do Shiva Drachim at all. Memeila, that's the sheet of the Chachamim, and they're arguing whether Lamaisa, whether the Tumah is Mechayiv the Korban, therefore you need Shiva Drachim like Rabbi Lazar. Chachamim says, no, it's a Chi of Korban on its own, and that would be the third what? The third Mahalach to this Machlaikas. So just to chazer over, the three Mahalachim that we had in this Machlaikas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Number one, we said it's a Machlaikas in Svara. We go with the Mishnah that says Raglayim Ladover, and that's an issue of whether a Chazak is made up of two or three. The Chachamim are saying two, and Rabbi Elazar is saying three. And therefore the Aruch Lanier says that we benefit with, because the Rambam used Dorish Essen, like by Baal Imo and Eish Savicha, so all of a sudden here, because it's not going with the Tzedekah, it's going with the Svarim. And the Svar is established that two established the Chazakas, therefore on the third time I don't need to check. We can already assume that he's a Zav Mamish. And Rabbi Lazar says no. Rabbi Lazar says like Mshum Gomliel that a chazaka is three. We haven't yet established it. And every one of the riyas we need to check to see if is it pure. Is it really what? Is it really purely a zav? That's the first mahalach. Working with the Sfar Raglaim Ledover, which the Bartanura, the Mefarish, and the Ramam say pshat. The second mahalach is no. We're working with the Rash that it's exerzah kosev, and Raglaim Ledover is going on a different case in the Mishnah. If it's based on exerzah kosev, what's the nature of that exerzah kosev? The nature of that exerzah kosev is either we prove from the Gemara, the Ramam quotes, that the third one is just an extra. Because if you have two Lel Shmini, you already have three, you're already a Zav, that was Chayav Korban, Zav Bar Shoshes. Then at the end of the Shivanikim, Lel Shmini had two, and then Yom Shmini had one. So the Ram Pasen is based on more increases, Daf Chesem and Beis, that we all can consume it onto a Korban. Subsume it, rather, all into what one Korban. You don't have one Korban. Why? But you had the Lel, you had the third one on Yom Shmini, which is a day which is already Roy for the Korban for the first one. Doesn't make a difference. That third one we view as an extra. So you see, it's viewed as an extra. How do you treat the extra? So I'm saying it's only an extra. So it's only extra. You're already a zav by zav shtei riyos. There's no need to have a bedik of shivat drachim. Rabbi Lazar says no. An extra we treat like the first two, and you need to have what? You need to have a bedik very, very well to make sure that it's done to make sure that it's a real zavus. That's the second mahalach. And then the third mahalach is also viewing with the Shkirs HaKosov, but it's viewing what is the nature of the Zav Baal Shalosh Re'is, that he's Chayv HaKorban. Is he Chayv HaKorban because there's more severe Tumah than Zav Baal Shtei Re'is? And the Raya for that is from the Mishnah Kalim, Perak Aleph Mishnah Hay, that says, Asara, what's the Lashon in the Mishnah? Asara, Porshus Tumah Me Adam. The Lashon HaMishnah is Asar Tumos, Porsche Miyadim. And in that list is a Zav Baal Shtei Riyos, Zav Baal Shalosh Riyos. Those are Porsche's Tuma. So you see that the Tuma is Mechav. That's the Raya of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it's viewed as a Tuma. If it's viewed as a Tuma, you need to do a Bedika to make sure it's really considered a natural Zavis and not from eating or drinking or exercise or from Hirhur. And the Chachamim respond, no. You look in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chesem and Aleph, we said the Gemara entertains a possibility that there'll be a Chi of Korban totally disconnected from Tumah. And therefore it's a Chi of Korban on its own. It's a Chi of Korban on its own. Mehechetesi, you have to do the Shivat Rochem. So those are three different ways we mazmi this Machlekes, Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Now, I just want to point out, Rashi says a Lashon increases on Chesem and Beis. Rashi says a lashon, a priest in Chesamid Beis, that says that the Re'iyah Hametame is Dafka Re'iyah Abab Mibsaro, Mikoch Evaro V'Tokif Yitzro. That's the lashon of Rashi, V'Tokif Yitzro. So, L'chura, that's a Pella, because the Taisis Yontif on the Mishnah in Nazar, the Mishnah we had, and the Rishash and the Aruch Lanir all ask, that's the din of what? That's the din of Machmas Hirhurim. If it's Machmas Hirhurim, that's not a Zav. Rashi is being Masber, what it means naturally to be Bsoro. And if you look in the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayos and Zovim, that Mishnah, the Rambam says, because his Evari Zera are weak, that's what it means, that it's Mibsoro v'lo Machmas Onso. It means his Evari Zera are weak, that's the natural of Bsoro v'lo Machmas Onso. What's pshat in this Rashi? So the Aruch Lanir says a misprint in Rashi, you need the word v'lo. He says there's a velo missing in the Rashi and Kriyas Daf Chesem and Beis. And the Likutim on the Mishnayos and Nazir, they want to say that when we say Bokin is a Zav Bimara, it means a shade or something else that caused fear. So if you see it behir her, you don't become a Zav. Doesn't mean hear her from Hirhurim of women. It means hirhurim from the shade, lamaisa. Hirhurim of pachad. So that's a second way to get out of the Rashi. And then the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalashir on the Mishnayos, and it's perish in the Mishnayos.
How does that answer? Doesn't the argument say pachad doesn't do it because
that
pachad prevents
it
from being a
zav? I was thinking maybe it's a good kind of thing. Maybe a shade is different, though. That's what I was thinking. Maybe a shade is different. I don't know, but I hear you. Your kash is better than the Teretz. But I hear you. But Rabbi Svi Hirsch Kalisher says the following. He says that it doesn't mean from this guy has had hirurim his whole life, so he's weakened himself. That doesn't mean, when we say that Shiva Drachim is a hirur that he had now, that doesn't make him a pure Zav. But when Rashi's referring to the guy's had hirurim in the past, that's the pshat. Okay, but Lamaisa, I want to just go back to the Nakuda we said when we learned the Gemara, that it is ironic, because by a woman we say Machmas Onso is what? Azava is Tomei. There is no Din Besar Vla Machmas Onso. And for some reason, since the Gemara learned the man and the woman together, the Gemara rejects this whole Sfara. But I saw an amazing thing that I didn't notice. In the back here in the Masifta, they quote the Meinida. I thought it was an unbelievable kasha. I was upset I didn't notice that. We said a Ria Rishon is a Valkeri, right? A Ria Rishon is a Valkeri still. But the Gemara says on Laman Heimanaf, he's Betami Machmas Onis. So again, a Valkeri, the first one, is a Valkeri, even if it's Machmas Onis. The din of Bisar of Lo Machmas Onis is only by a Zav. You hear what I'm saying? The first Re'iyah, you're a Balkari, and it's good even. So, Lamaisa, what's going on in the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha, Lamaisa, is the Zav Ari Rishon is Metameh Ba'onis. So, what's the Gemara asking? That you should be Metameh Zav Machmas Misa. That it was a Re'iyah Ba'onis. A Re'iyah Rishon Ba'onis, maybe this is the first time that the guy has had. So, if it's the first time again, maybe he's a din of a Balkari. And a Balkari is Metame bonus. Don't Akri Khan. Don't tell me Akri Khan. So sharp, no? So I was thinking, maybe you could say, I don't know, it's a little schwer. It's very hard to say this because it says in the Mishnah, Kol HaNashim Mesim Zavin. Kol HaNashim Zavin. What are you going to tell me? That we're talking about a situation where he saw B'Misasa Riyah Shniyah? You're making Ukimta. It's talking about a case. He saw B'Misasa Riyah. It was a Riyah Shniyah for him. But it says Kol HaMesis. It said Kol HaMesis, no? So maybe what you have to say is, it's a little schwer, but I was thinking maybe you have to say that he had two riyas, b'shas misa. Maybe that's what you have to say. He had two riyas to get him to the din of where we say, b'shas, but this is pshat in the Gemara, guys. Mama's pshat in the Gemara. What was the pshat in the Gemara? Maybe you have to say, I don't know, it took him a few minutes, Rahman Aslan, to die, and he had two riyas at that time. Because you know the Zav doesn't need yom. Zava needs yom. Zav doesn't need yom. So that's Lamaisa. What I wanted to suggest, Lamaisa, the Pshat Lamaisa, on the Gemara. Okay, one last Nakuda I want to mention to complete something else, and then maybe we'll just close this limit from Hanukkah. Rav Agon Rav Shetra Shlita pointed out last week about this din about Mekoro Mekomo Tomi Kebenayu. So Taisus on Tetzayim Alaf says, Halach Lamosh Mesinai. That is a diraisus. Halacha Moshe Mesin. Taisus says beferish on Tetzayin Maf. The small taisus, you take a look at it. But the Maaser Rokeach claims that Mekoro Mekomo Tomei is midrabanan. The whole thing is a din drabanan. So in that Mishnah, the next Mishnah in Ayin Aleph from Aleph, it says Yisha Meisav Yatzim and Revi Yizdam Etama Mishum Kesem. Now we learned that Ksamim are drabanan, right? So maybe it's a shtickle raya to the Maaser Rokeach. The Chasnidovin and the Tosefta also says it's the Rabbanan. That's why it says a Lashon of what? A Lashon of Kesem. Because maybe it is the Rabbanan. Maybe it's a good Raya that it's the Rabbanan. Otherwise, if you don't like Taisus D'Oraisa, you're going to have to say the Mishnah's Lav Dafka when it says Kesem. Maybe the reason why it's a Kesem is because there was no B'Shas Misha, she had no Hargasha too. So the Sefer Meinida says. Maybe that's why. But I just wanted to mention that. Okay, so let's close with... So you're saying it's impossible to have that Pshat Misa?
No, you could have had two.
You could have had two, you're
one
saying.
One Riyah, one small Riyah. Well,
okay. Okay, but you have to say that was the case. It's just a little bit. This is Pshat in the Gemara, though. But this Pshat in the Gemara. What'd you say?
In the end, it's not the reason.
Right, and yes, but at that point, though, the Gemara. Okay. Last Likud I just want to close with is that, you know, in Hanukkah, there is a... you know, we say my Hanukkah in the Brisa. And the end of the Brisa tells the whole story. It says the Rekoveya Hanukkah behalo behodoy. What does Hallel Oda mean? Hallel, we know, means Hallel. What is Oda? Rashi teaches is Alanisim. So the Re'im on the bottom of the smag, Frekta Kasha, it's a Pella. It doesn't say Halakas Neiris. It doesn't say there were Kovei Chanukah that we have to light licht. Just says Hallel and Alanisim, according to Rashi. It's missing. It's a mamish of Pella. So I want to offer two terutzim to answer that Kasha. One terutz, perhaps, is if you look in the Rive in Hilchos Brachos, in Pirik Yud Aleph, Rambam writes, and the Rive writes, you know, when the Rishonim give different klalim when you say Lid or Al in the Bracha. So one of the svaras is that if it's a Derabanan, you'll say Al. If it's Yeraisi, you say Lid. Because from a Derabanan perspective, it's a Rishus, it's only Derabanan. So, problem is lahalik ner shochanaka. It's the Rabbanan. You should say al. So the Ravid says they were mavasis the nusach habracha based on the neris and the mikdash, which is they made a kishol teira. Neris and the mikdash and the menorah d'oraisa, obviously. So that's why you say lit. But you see clearly that maybe they did not light the licht till the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Meaning when the Takana of Hanukkah started, which was, what, when was the story of Hanukkah, 165 BCE? Korban was 70 CE? Until the Korban, they didn't light licht. They only started lighting licht after the Korban. So it could very well be, that's what Rashi would say too, is the Raibin. We had Hallel. We had Hallel. The Chassam Sefer says Hallel on Hanukkah is the Raisa. Hallel on this is considered to be the Raisa. Strange thing, Hanukkah is the Rabbanim, but the Hallel is the Raisa. Sam Seifer writes. It's against the Nitziv. Nitziv writes, Halal is Bishasanes is only the Raisa. Zichronais is only the Rabbanim. But it could very well be. It's omitted because it wasn't part of the Takanah. But Rav Zhulti writes like this. He says a different teretz. He says, according to the Rambam teaches the Gemara, Hodah, as Maisa Adlakas Neris, not Alanisin. Rashi says Hodah is Alanisin. The Rambam says not only do we verbally thank the Eibishter, we physically thank him with an action. We light the licht. It's a good musr too. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with lighting too. He teaches the Gemara that it's not considered to be Alanisin. And it's Meyushiv beautifully because the Rambam not once mentions Alanisin in Hilchos Chanukah. He only mentions it when Hilchos Tefillah, never in Hilchos Chanukah. And where does the Chapanafka mean it? When the Rambam writes that Kalakas Neiris is Kikriyas and Megillah, in Perek Gimel, what does he mean? Normally, if you hold like the Magen Rambam, name the Chuvas or Abbas, Mitzvah the Rabbanah, you don't need Kavanah. Mitzvah the Rice, you need Kavanah. The Gaon says Mitzvah the Rice and Mitzvah the Rabbanah, you need Kavanah. But the Magen Rambam, name the Chuvas or Abbas, says Mitzvah the Rabbanah, you don't need Kavanah. But this type of the Rabbanah, you need Kavanah. There's no way you can give thanks to the Eibishter without a Kavanah. That's what the Rama means when he says, Halakas Neiris is Kikriyas and Megillah. Because you are far from the nace. It has to be thanking the Eibishter. And the Chaps and Afkamin, you have to have Kavanah. So when the Rambam, the Rambam says, oh, it's a frek the Re'im, it's omitted from the Gemara. It's not omitted. Halal is Halal, Hodah is Maisat Lakya. So they did light, even before the Chorban, they light Chanukah Licht, and that's an expression of thanks, not just verbally, but with an action. Okay, Freilich Chanukah.